activities on the property were deemed hazardous because of the proximity to the house. The big question that has come up is the one old growth redwood tree on the property. There are precautions being taken because of its proximity to power lines next to it. Currently, PG&E is supervising the old growth trimming. Kayma talked to Megan McFarland, a spokesperson for PG&E. She answered how they will approach this tree and confirm there are no plans to cut it down.
So what we have here is a private property owner in Redway. They hired a third-party contract crew to do some work at their property. And sometimes when a contract crew is doing tree work and it's somewhat near PG&E power lines, we like to offer as a safety precaution what we call a contractor assist. So PG&E essentially goes out and helps ensure that the work is done safely. There's no safety risk to the workers, the public. So this, what's happening on this project isn't PG&E work, but we can be on site as a safety precaution. So I can kind of expand on that. We are aware of a redwood tree on that site that has suffered some storm damage, mainly some broken limbs that could snap off and come into contact with our overhead lines, and this would be a safety hazard. So PG&E does have plans to address those broken limbs. We would be doing targeted trimming to mitigate any safety hazards, but the address you gave me, I checked with the supervisor, we have no plans to remove a wet redwood tree at that address. It would just be targeted trimming for some storm damaged limbs.
Kayma had reached out to the landowner for clarification on this process, but he declined to comment.